It's now on. Thank you very much, Chair. Two points that I would want to raise. The first one, actually, in support of the point I think which was made by the delegation from Austria regarding the first phrase that reads, an emerging technology in the areas of laws can be characterized as. I think we may need to rearrange that, because as it reads, it seems as if we are focusing just about any emerging technology, from facial recognition tech, GPS, etc., that obviously are able or can be able to enable autonomous weapon systems, and I don't think that is our intention. The suggested text there could read something like, and I open quotes here, a lethal autonomous weapon system or lethal autonomous weapon systems can be characterized as systems that are enabled by certain emerging technologies, then, and once activated, everything then follows. It becomes a little bit clearer that we are actually focusing on the weapon systems themselves. Then the second point regards bullet points number 3 to 5. And there, Chair, it appears to point to the critical issue on the making of the decision to use force. In characterizing these bullet points, I would invite delegates to perhaps relate these terminologies to international humanitarian law. In armed conflict and under IHL, what does it mean to make a decision to use force or to direct an attack? The potential reason, Chair, why we have all these various terminologies contained in bullet point number 3 to 5 is that there is no common understanding on what is meant by making of the decision to use force. Can anything in existing IHL or other relevant international norms guide us on how we characterize these particular bullet points? That would be my intervention. Thank you, Chair.